Well, Dave Beecroft, good to see you here at the BARC Annual Awards evening. Big smile on your face because you've picked up the Jerry Marshall Trophy, which must mean a lot to you.
It does, actually, because Jerry Marshall was a childhood hero, watching him at Oakton Park in The Forenses, and especially in Baby Bertha, the special saloon. He was a bit larger-than-life character, met him several times. And, yeah, it's a bit touching, that.
Absolutely. Did it catch you by surprise?
Had a bit of an inkling something was going when sort of Ben Taylor rang and said, oh, you're definitely coming, aren't you? And then Dave Weaning rings and said, oh, you're definitely coming, aren't you? And I'm like, well, I always turn up at this thing. So, yeah, it was a very nice surprise, I must say.
You've had your finger in many pies, been involved in lots of different things, but the Junior Saloon Car Championship is something that's very close to your heart.
It is. As we've sort of mentioned in the past, we got it going when it was dying. Ian Watson had the faith to support me with it when the rest of the BARC board was saying, look, no, we've had it, it's not working. And Ian insisted. I had a grid of 12 cars back then, and we started off with 13, and it grew and grew over the first few years, but the last sort of 3 or 4 years it really has come alive. We've learned a lot in those formative years of how to deal with juniors and junior drivers and their parents and everything that goes with it. We've had a lot of sort of negativities because of the age of the car, but the car is tough as old boots. It's fit for purpose, and there's still plenty of them around, and it works.
2024 marks the 10th anniversary, doesn't it? So you must be doing something right.
It does. I never thought we'd get to 10. I was surprised when we got to 5, but it has grown and it's developed some really, really good talent. A lot of our drivers are there because mum and dad say, look, you can go racing as long as you perform at school. But we do find most of our drivers, when they finish in GSCC, if they don't make the heady heights of BTCC, etc., they go off and do club racing and enjoy it as families. So it is, we do emphasise the very family orientation of how our paddock is. And that seems to have been a bit of a success for us.
After all these years, Dave, what is it that makes you get out of bed in the morning and do what you do and put all the effort in and stay late and make sure everything's done properly?
Getting out of bed is, I need the bathroom, but I just love it. I just enjoy the people in it. I enjoy the environment. I love cars. I love driving myself. And it's my job, but it's a job I love. My mum always used to say, get a proper job.
You think you've got one?
Yeah, I'm stuck with this now.
They do say if you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that's right. Phrase, looking at my hands and battle scars and the like. No, but I do love it. And I've enjoyed moving from preparing cars to running teams and then the admin side of organising the stuff along with my team. And I can't stress how important the team are behind us.
2025 is an exciting year coming up for you, isn't it? Because you, along with Vicky McClinton, you're taking on the Toker Junior Championship. That is an exciting development.
It's very exciting. This came about when Janetta's decided to move away from the BTCC. I'd had a design in my head for a replacement for the Saxo, because we thought about 5 years ago it might have to go because of regulation changes. That sort of went away. And then on the day that Janetta moved away, Ian Watson again rang and says, Dave, have you still got that design in your head? Said, yeah, yeah. He says, you better speak to Alan. So I spoke to Alan because we did touring cars back in the day. Brian Gallen said, well, come and have a chat, see what we can do. So we chat for sort of like 3 hours, chewed the fat about what juniors require, what juniors need out of a car, not just the car itself, that the environment they're in. And he sort of liked the idea, so go and put a business plan together, which we did, which was very hard for me. That's not my forte. And we came to a deal. There were several other companies did bid for it. And it was at Donington last July that Alan said, yeah, like it, let's go for it. The hardest thing was keeping it quiet for 12 months. That was the hardest thing.
So where are you up to with the development now? Because you're putting together a new space frame chassis and that's all, the plans are done for that?
The prototype has been done. The prototype has now been scrapped because it's had its use. The chassis are being constructed by Custom Kerges, who build all the touring cars. I will have the first chassis next week. We've built the car with the help of Sam Riches at Talker. It's to the new 2025 regulations and beyond. So this car will be the first car built to these regulations. It is basically a 1/8 scale touring car in construction. So it's a central chassis, front and rear subframes. It's rear wheel drive. It's 3 inches wider than the site, so 4 inches longer. So it's not too big for the youngsters, which is important. So yes, we're well on our way. We should have be testing in March. First car on show in April.
Ah, and engine?
It's got one.
Yeah, good. How big is the engine?
It's about that big.
You know, car. Well,
it's an 1800cc Japanese engine. Okay. That is a generic engine that's used in lots of vehicles.
Right. And we're, and following, as it's a Toyota Junior Championship, will it eventually evolve or will it have hybrid?
That's down to Alan if he wants to fund it having a hybrid, but I can't see
very diplomatic.
I can't see it going hybrid. It will be running in renewable fuel. It will be on renewable fuel.
This is exciting. Dave, fantastic. Really good to catch up with you. Congratulations on the Gerry Marshall Trophy.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on 10 years of the juniors as well.
It's 10 years and the next 10.
And the next 10 years, absolutely. And, of course, there's so much to look forward to that's going to have you attached to it. 2025, the Toyota Junior Championship. Real pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.